is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
So, a survey out today conducted by the UK chemist chain Superdrug found that couples who use pet names are more likely to be satisfied with their love life and relationship in general. And I was trying to think, what does my other half call me?
Oh, I can tell you, but what time of day is it? No, I can't tell you at the moment.
Oh, no, I'll tell you. Yeah, the word that she most commonly uses, directed at me,
yes,
is...
Yeah. You right? Are, though. You are one.
Adrian, you are a...
You are.
And I'd love to be able to say what it is, but it's the most... Like, last night, do you know what, Kennedy? You're a... that's her pet name for
it's
me.
It's a very short word, isn't it? I used to call mine Baby, but then we ended up having a baby and it became complicated because they didn't know which one I was talking to.
Fair enough. Lola!
Hi!
Hi, Lola. You're in the car with your other half.
I am.
And you have pet names for each other?
Well, I have a pet name for him. I'm not sure what he called me, though.
All right, well, maybe we don't want to know, but what do you call him?
I call him My Fur.
My Fur?
My Fur, yeah.
Because he keeps you warm.
Well, yeah, because he's lovely and fluffy.
Yeah. He's lovely and fluffy. So he's a hairy man then, is he?
Yes, he is.
And what's the hairy man's name?
Do you want me to know? He's not let me say
that. Oh, right. He doesn't want to be slagged by all his mates because you call him my fur.
Pretty much.
And does he have a hairy back?
No, he doesn't.
Just a hairy chest, is it?
Just a hairy chest, yeah.
And do you like resting your head on his hairy chest?
I do. Both nice. That's love, isn't it?
Well, it is love, yeah, it is. Well, apparently, Lola, the experts are saying that you have a very healthy relationship because you have a pet name for him.
Well, no, it's not very healthy. She won't let him speak.
He's in the car terrified to speak.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. He knows he's going to have the piss ripped out of him for weeks by all his mates because his other half was on the radio saying, he's my
Watch
four.
This, Adrian. Watch this, Adrian. Lola!
Yeah?
What part of Dublin is your partner from?
Not going into it.
Where?
We're just from Dublin, that's all.
Dublin's a very big place. Tell us.
South side.
Okay, there's not many fellas going out with a Lola that live on the south side of Dublin and have a hairy chest and hairy toes. So we'll identify him before the end of the day.
All right, thanks, Lola. Bye, my fur. Let me go to our WhatsApp voice messages. And by the way, you can send one right now to 0877 98 98 98. Bill, what do you call your missus?
Hey, lads. Yeah, missus, I used to call her Cabbage.
Yeah, it's not
there
nice.
You go. Cabbage.
No, we need an explanation why, because...
like, how do you come up with a name like that?
Well, I don't know. Cabbage smells when you put it in water. So does your wife smell when she has a bath? I don't know.
Yeah, an explanation as to why she was called Cabbage. Where am I going now? Karen, you're on 98FM. Hi, Karen.
Hello,
Karen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, do you have a pet name for your other half?
Yeah, I call him Jello.
Jello.
I don't know where. It's been so long now. I actually can't remember how I came up with it, but it's Jello. Jello pops sometimes.
Now, Jello is the what the Americans call jelly, basically.
Yeah, his name's Jason, so I kind of came off Jason somehow.
Now, Jello is always soft and wobbly. No, but it's not very, you know what I mean?
What? It is soft and wobbly.
You know, there's no, what am I trying to say?
There's no consistency to it.
No stiffness in it.
Yeah. Is that where it came from then, Karen?
I was saying nothing.
Oh, no. You know, Karen, we did this trying to bring relationships together and trying to make them cement them more.
And all you're doing is undermining every one of them. Okay, so you call
them... We have a very happy relationship.
Well, that's good. According to the experts, you do. It says, among those polled, couples who used pet names are more likely to be satisfied in their relationships than those who don't. So,
wow.
Who knew? Does he have a pet name for you?
Well, my name's Karen. He'll call me Kay or Car.
Yeah, that's all right.
And if you're in, say you're in, because I'm just picturing you both at the cinema. So you're in UGC cinemas or IMC cinemas or whatever, and you're on the queue, and he's up buying the popcorn. Would you shout up to him at the top of the queue, "Here, Jello"?
Sometimes I would without thinking.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
It just comes naturally. I don't even think when I say it.
What's his name in your phone?
This is Jason.
Oh, wait,
I might change it now, though.
All right, good to talk to you, Karen. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Keep your messages coming in to us to 0877 98 98 98.
By the way, did you see this other thing in the survey, Adrian? It's more common for men to have pet names for women than it is for women to have pet
names. Yeah, which I found a bit surprising, actually.
Yeah, I thought every woman had a pet name for their man.
Okay, we were looking for an explanation as to why he calls her Cabbage. I think we might have it here. Hang on.
No, I loved the program Blackadder. And just Blackadder used to call one of his girlfriends on one of the series Cabbage. Just kind of stuck.
It's not a term of endearment.
It isn't really.
No,
sure is that.
Come here, Cabbage. Cauliflower would have been nicer, maybe.
Apparently, on line one, we have the Busty Babe. That's what he calls you, is it?
That's what he calls me.
God, he's the last of the great romantics, isn't he?
Stop.
The Busty Babe. So, may I assume that you're somewhat busty?
Not over busty, but yeah, it's in the title.
You can't really ask that nowadays, Adrian.
Sorry?
You can't ask those questions
but
anymore.
I had to because of the conversation we're having. Yeah. And how long has he been calling you that?
Many years.
Right, and does it bother you? Do you like it? Is it cute?
No, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother
you? It's just nickname for me, so...
Yeah, no, it's a nice...
It is what it is.
No, like in 20 years, it could be droopy, so it could be... It's better.
I know, you'll have to change it then, all right.
So, Debbie, when you come in from work, will he say, here's me busty babe?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's it. Even in text messages.
Would he... does he, right? And would he ever say it in front of people?
No, not really, no.
Right, so it's just between the two of you?
Yeah, kind of.
And the whole of Dublin now on 98FM?
Absolutely, yeah. I think I'd stay indoors.
Now, another question. Is your mother still with us?
Yes, she is.
Now, is she aware of the nickname that he has for her daughter?
I'm not sure. Not
I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, she does now.
She does now, yeah.
She does now.
I would imagine.
I'm sure I take after him, anyhow.
And I won't say where you're working, Debbie, but you're actually ringing us from work.
No, I'm just out shopping. I'm not in work.
All right, but you do work in a certain place.
I do.
And they're probably all listening because I know they listen to us regularly in there.
Okay.
Can we tell you? Can we say what place you work in?
No, we won't.
Why can't we?
Because they're all going to be calling their busty babe. Anyway, thanks, Debbie. Where am I going to next? We're going to Chris. How are you, Chris? Good,
how
Chris.
Are you?
Chris, have you got a pet name? Because apparently more men do this than women. So, do you?
Fat penguin, skinny penguin.
Oh, whoa. Wasn't expecting. Sorry, fat penguin, skinny penguin.
Well, it's because I eat so much chippers and takeaways. I'm actually sitting outside the centre now, ready to go and get breakfast rolls, so it doesn't help.
Breakfast over, Chris. It's 12 o'clock.
No, they make them all day. It's all right.
So this is a name you use for each other?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the fat penguin?
Yeah, it's not brilliant, but look, it'll do.
And she's the skinny penguin?
Yeah.
So has she got you saved in her phone as the penguin?
It's a picture, an emoji of a penguin.
Oh, no!
Now, I have to ask you, Chris, how did this start? How did you start calling each other penguin?
Because, I don't know, I think because one night it was very cold and we were just talking about penguins. I know it sounds ridiculous, but there you go.
I know, well, I love penguins, Adrian.
They're an odd creature, but they are cute.
You know the one thing about a penguin, Chris, which is nice, and you'd be happy to hear this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of this. Penguins only ever have one sexual partner in their whole life.
Well, that's no good now at this stage in my life.
Oh, sorry. No, but I'm saying when a penguin mates...
With a female
penguin, that's it. They're happy as Larry.
But now, you know, is it the male penguin? No, the female penguins go off hunting, yeah?
The emperor penguin, yeah.
Yeah, goes off hunting. So they're gone for months. Who knows? What's going on?
What do you mean?
I'm I'm a loyal penguin, it's all right.
Would you? No, but all joking aside, you need to lay off the breakfast rolls at 12 o'clock in the day.
No, I know. See, I'm in a van all day and I need to eat. I'm very busy. I'm a courier, so
Is this the thing where it's a bread roll and you have sausages and bacon and eggs and all and ketchup on it?
Hash browns, beans, yeah.
It's a heart attack in a roll.
I know, but you can have one every week, once a week. I have one once a week, but I wouldn't have one every day.
Somebody wants to know, I don't know if you can answer this question. Chris says he's overweight from eating breakfast rolls. Is his girlfriend able to pick up a penguin?
That's weak.
That is weak. Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheers, thanks, bye.
Have you had a breakfast roll before, by the way?
Have I had a
breakfast roll? I've never had one in my life.
Really?
They look vile.
Oh, no, they're gorgeous.
With the bacon hanging out. Bacon sarnie.
Yeah, you're giving me the go. A few quick messages. My better half has, since almost day one, called me by a very suitable pet name. It's not suitable for the show, but it starts with a P and rhymes with stick. Says Gary.
Pritstick.
Well, funny, Gary, that's exactly what my missus calls me. Kennedy, you're an awful
Pritstick. Because she can't get rid of you. You're stuck to her for life. That's what
and I had a few different pet names for an ex when she was grumpy. I'd call her Sea Hag. But most times I'd hear her quack. She was quack. I don't really understand where that person's going with that message. And lads, I call my man my Scouse teddy bear. Obviously, he's from Liverpool, and he is the most squeezable, big-hearted teddy. There you go.
It's a nice way of saying he's overweight, isn't it? Squeezable.
All right. Thanks very much, Lee, for all of your messages. If you have pet names for each other, your relationship is a very healthy one, apparently.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.